Thank you, Mike. Now, back to the news, and here's Jane to introduce a final set of stories from our fine city.
We will finish with five items of city news. A key city road has closed, leading to despair from homeowners as rat runners stream along usually quiet Helston roads. Norfolk has been awarded almost £50 million to improve the county's buses. Some of these buses are currently being driven down a pedestrianised street in the city centre. Alarming pedestrians. Norwich City managed to get a draw away this week, but they are still at the bottom of the league and facing relegation. And this week, it was announced that a former City player has dementia.
Frustrated homeowners are fed up with a constant stream of rat runners passing along their narrow road. Those living along Helston Road and Low Road in Helston are counting down the days until Sweetbriar Road is reopened after it collapsed due to a burst water pipe. As well as the constant sounds of revving, horns beeping and loud music, folk have even had opportunists break into gardens since the diversion has been in place. Now more people are familiar with the roads. Laura Gammon, 38, who lives in Helston Road, said, "It's awful. The noise starts so early in the morning. The flow of traffic is constant, and trying to get in and out of the drive is a nightmare." An Anglian Water spokeswoman said, "The team have started on the reinstatement of the embankment, as we had needed to wait for the bad weather last week to clear and the finalisation of approvals for the design."
Norfolk has been awarded almost £50 million to make the county's buses better. But despite the county getting the biggest share of the new government pot in the country, it is still only half what council officers had hoped to secure. The Department for Transport cash is to go towards Norfolk County Council's bus service improvement plan, a blueprint for the council's aims for buses over the next 5 years.
Buses driving down a usually pedestrianised street have caused alarm for folk wandering through the city. Temporary barriers have sprung up in All Saints Green outside John Lewis. The barricades have been put up as buses are being redirected from St Stephen Street, which is being revamped as part of the £6.1 million works in the Transforming Cities project. However, city folk strolling in the direction of John Lewis have been spotted leaping back in surprise when they unexpectedly see a bus. Chris Speed, head of operations at bus operator First Norfolk and Suffolk, said, "Our drivers are aware and are being vigilant in looking out for pedestrians stepping into the roadside. We've not had any reports relating to any incidents or concerns."
When the only thing the travelling Norwich City fans have to celebrate is a Brighton penalty miss, you know it is bleak. Neil Morpie's first half-spot kick cleared Tim Krul's bar and nestled in the midst of those 1,850 fans who gave their time and money, yet again in hope rather than expectation. When Dean Smith is challenging his players to prove how much it means to pull on the shirt before the game and rules the chronic lack of confidence after it, you know the game is up. Whatever the league table does or does not say, however many points are left to play for, however many previous great escapes in the Premier League you wish to cling to, it has not worked. Again, a change of coach in November has not had the desired effect. That is not to rewrite history and suggest Daniel Farke should have remained in post. Things were looking no better under the double-winning German, and Smith has still extracted marginally more from the same resource. As Brighton rival Graham Potter wrote in his programme notes, Norwich is now in good hands with the experienced Smith. But look at the damning statistics. This group of players may be honest and hard-working, but they are deficient. They lack the quality and perhaps the enduring belief that they are truly Premier League grade.
Former Norwich City striker and manager John Dean has spent the past 6 years battling dementia, his family has revealed. Dean's wife, Linda, has announced that the 64-year-old who played for the Canaries between 1981 and 1986 has been struggling with the condition since the age of 58. The striker is the latest former footballer to suffer from neurodegenerative disease, which research is increasingly linking to the sport. Among those to speak out in support of Dean is fellow former City striker Chris Sutton, whose father, also an ex-player, died in 2020 after battling dementia. In a statement, Linda Dean urged people to not be afraid to speak to her husband about football if they encountered him. She said, "If you come across him at a match or elsewhere, please don't be afraid to interact with him. Please understand that John may not be able to converse in the way he once did, but he still loves to talk about football and share a laugh. Please be considerate if he's having a bad day and struggling." She said, "Almost every day we're confronted with a new challenge." The former striker is Norwich City's all-time top-flight goalscorer with 48 goals and is ninth on Norwich City's all-time top-scorers list with 70 goals from 199 appearances. Dean, who is a member of Norwich City's Hall of Fame, also played for Aston Villa, West Bromwich Albion, Ipswich Town and Barnsley. After retiring from playing, he became a member of the club's coaching staff in 1992 before becoming manager in 1994.